Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to offer some tips to take care of our younger trees over the winter months and list all the upcoming extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class, December 10th. But first, many of us will be selecting a Christmas tree in the coming weeks. Whether it's an artificial tree that you pull out of storage or a live tree that your family picks out, this small tradition brings families together, sparks memories, and is the focal point that fills the house with warmth and happiness. If you like a tall or stately tree, or a short and charmingly imperfect one, the right tree is the one that feels like Christmas the moment you see it. Here are some tips to think about before you select that perfect tree this year. Start by measuring your space at home, both the height and the width. It sounds simple, but it's the most common mistake folks make. When you're at the lot or the tree farm, don't rush. Give your family enough time to walk around, compare shapes, and find the one that truly fits your home's personality. At a lot or store, check for freshness. Gently grasp the branch and pull your hand towards you. A few needles dropping is fine, especially if the tree has recently been shaken. But the branch should remain flexible and most needles should stay put. Look for a vibrant color, sturdy branches, and a trunk with a straight cut. Avoid trees that seem brittle or dull, and don't be afraid to pick up the tree and give it a light tap on the ground to see how many needles fall. A good, fresh tree won't shed much. Once you've chosen the one, ask for a fresh cut at the base before you leave the lot. This helps the tree to absorb water when you get home. Trees can drink surprisingly amount at the first week, sometimes a gallon a day, so keep the stand filled and check often. You can also add green food coloring for a longer lasting greenery. Set the tree away from the fireplace, wood stove, or heating vents, which can accelerate drying. In the end, selecting a Christmas tree is about more than just the tree itself. It's a small tradition that brings families together. In my gardening news, sun scald damage on trees occurs during the winter months when the sun warms up the dormant tissue on the southwest side of the trunk on young trees. When the sun heats up the bark tissue enough, the tree loses its dormancy and begins to move water within the trunk. Then, as the sun sets and the cold nighttime temperatures return, the water inside the trunk tissue freezes, expanding and killing the bark cells in the trunk of the tree, thus creating a canker or a split in the bark, and this canker grows over time. Young and thin-skinned trees are the most susceptible. Prevention is the only way to deal with this problem. Start by wrapping the young or recently planted tree now in December with a light-colored tree wrap from ground to the start of the first branches. This will help the young trees from the winter sun scald damage. Just remember to unwrap the young trees in March of 2026. In my extension news, the extension office offers many diagnostic tests one can get done. We do rent out our soil probe and then can send samples in for soil testing. We offer insect identification and plant and weed identification and plant disease diagnostics. Our extension office can send in samples for your water testing and grain germination and analysis. In addition, we can get analysis of hay and other forages for high nitrates, protein levels, and moisture, along with the rental of our hay probe. We also have radon kits for sale for $10, along with Natroleum Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. Plan to stop by the extension for all of your needs. The McPherson County Extension is offering a STEAM exploration course for elementary school students in December. Science, technology, engineering, arts, and math all in one. Come join the holiday fun and work on the STEAM challenges in Santa's workshop. We will meet on three Tuesday nights starting December 2nd and ending on the 16th. The registration link has been posted on our McPherson County Extension Facebook page, or you can call us for more details. Our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, December 10th, starting at 6:30 at the McPherson County Extension 4-H Building, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make cookie boxes. This class is always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.